This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot, asking people what issues are important to them this election season. The state of our roads is one of those issues that gets people talking. We've got two stories today that take a look at what people are saying about the state's deteriorating bridges and highways and where the candidates for governor stand on this issue. First, here's Bridget Bowden.
In every corner of Wisconsin, we've heard people say the same thing about the roads. They need work. In Kenosha, there's Rachel Anderson.
The roads in my area are horrible, horrible, horrible. I know it's been brought up, but something needs to change. It's causing taxpayers tons of money every year to deal with these crappy, crappy roads. I'm sick of it.
In Toma, there's Shannon Gebauer.
Roads, bridges, everything seems to be kind of deteriorating. We see a lot of patchwork going on.
Kathleen Redmond in Milwaukee.
I know there's a lot of funding going on, but I don't know why we don't have usable streets.
And Craig Coleman in Green Bay.
The roads around here are horrible, and they need to do something about that.
According to an audit of the State Department of Transportation, 32.8% of Wisconsin state highways were in fair, poor, or worse condition in 2015. It's something Robert Swenson from northwestern Wisconsin has seen firsthand.
Well, I was in Ladysmith the other day, and I think they should probably just close them roads and let people walk because you ruined your car driving on them. But there's not potholes. They're just a constant source of ridges and dips and bounces.
Not every voter has an opinion about why roads are in bad shape, but Swenson has a theory. In 2006, a bipartisan coalition repealed a longstanding law that indexed the gas tax or tied it to inflation. Swenson thinks that was a mistake.
And everybody thought it was wonderful because they were saving probably $5, $10 a year, and now our infrastructure's falling apart.
Mark Gottlieb, the former secretary of the State Department of Transportation, is a civil engineer by trade. He says roads deteriorate for a few reasons.
Water is kind of the enemy of a pavement. So you see that weather-related those cycles of freeze and thaw, deterioration, and then you also see deterioration from repeated traffic loading, and that's mostly trucks generally.
But harsh weather and heavy trucks aside, Gottlieb says it's primarily a funding issue in Wisconsin.
We just don't have enough money to maintain what is fundamentally a depreciating asset. I mean, a road and a bridge, they have a specific life span to them. And if you aren't making the investments you need to make at the right times during that lifespan to keep them up, then what you're going to find is a natural deterioration of their condition.
A lot of possible solutions have been tossed around by politicians. Everything from raising the gas tax to borrowing more money to implementing toll roads. It's a big question, and Robert Swenson doesn't see a clear solution.
Where are we going to get the money from? Raise the taxes? Well, you can't do that because people don't want to pay more money. They want the cream, but they don't want to raise the cow, so to speak.
All of this is playing out in the 2018 campaign between Republican Governor Scott Walker and Democratic challenger Tony Evers. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Bridget Bowden.
And I'm Sean Johnson. In Wisconsin's governor's race, there's not much overlap between Evers and Walker when it comes to transportation. It's been Evers who's talking about how bad the roads have gotten, pinning the blame on Walker.
Scott Walker has drawn a line in the sand around transportation, and as a result, our roads are crumbling. We have people in northern Wisconsin that are scraping the asphalt off the road and they're driving on gravel roads.
And it's been Walker who's been warning that if Evers becomes governor, he'll raise gas taxes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be ready for a massive gas tax increase.
Todd Berry is a longtime budget analyst who ran the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance for 25 years. He says Evers and Walker are as different as any candidates he remembers when it comes to what they're saying about road funding.
I can't remember it being this you know, this black and white.
Evers has attacked Walker on the state of Wisconsin's roads more than either of his previous Democratic opponents. He's had help from Wisconsin's Operating Engineers, a road building union that endorsed Walker in his first run for governor. They're backing an ad campaign against Walker that encourages people to send in pictures of damaged roads. The group calls them Scott Holes.
Fix our roads, Governor. To learn more, go to scottholes.com. Paid for by Safe Transportation Over Politics.
Evers says everything's on the table when it comes to paying for roads, from tolls to an increase in the gas tax. He says if he's elected governor, both parties will work together toward a solution.
Republicans and Democrats get this idea. The only person in the way of solving this infrastructure problem in the state of Wisconsin is Governor Walker.
There's polling that suggests Evers has the public support here. The latest Marquette University Law School poll showed 64% of Wisconsin residents think their roads are in fair or poor condition. But when it comes to what to do about those roads, pollster Charles Franklin says it's a different story. He says Marquette has been asking these questions for years.
And in every one of those cases, we find a demand for better highways and at exactly the same time, a reluctance to pay for it.
In the latest Marquette poll, 61% said they don't want to pay higher taxes or fees for roads. Those are the voters Walker's going after. During the last budget cycle, he sparred with his fellow Republicans in the legislature who wanted to raise taxes or fees to pay for roads.
I will veto any changes made to the budget that add to the overall burden of the taxpayers of this state.
This year, he's been attacking Evers for his willingness to raise the gas tax. Walker even cut a 15-second ad that plays on video screens at gas pumps.
Hi, it's Scott Walker. Good thing you're filling up, because if Tony Evers wins, he'll raise the gas tax by as much as a dollar a gallon.
That's been amplified by TV ads from his campaign.
He's going to raise the gas tax by up to a dollar a gallon.
And conservative groups like Americans for Prosperity.
Evers is open to gas tax hikes, even a dollar more per gallon.
Evers has never said he'd support a $1 per gallon increase in the gas tax. Asked what he had to say about Walker's claim at the last debate, Evers responded,
"Holy mackerel is what I say. Of course, the people of Wisconsin understand, except for Scott Walker, keep repeating it, a dollar a gallon is ridiculous. It's never going to happen."
Wisconsin's current state gas tax is 31 cents per gallon. It's remained the same for more than 12 years. The trade-off is that data shows Wisconsin roads are getting worse, and the public has noticed. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Sean Johnson.